today is the anniversary of the lowest scoring NFL game in the league's history. It was a Monday Night Football game back in 2007. Hi, I'm Chris May, writer, producer, and host of This Day in Weather History, now in its second year from the Weather Network in Canada. As you listen to this podcast, remember that no matter how bad your game might be, this one was the worst, and it happened this day in weather history. On Monday, November 26, 2007, a national audience tuned in to Monday Night Football to watch a classic showdown between two longtime AFC rivals, the Steelers and the Dolphins. But the weather had a different game plan drawn up. Lightning and heavy rain opened up early and pushed back the start of the game by 25 minutes at the Steelers' home park of Heinz Field in Pittsburgh. Remember yesterday's Mud Bowl game in Toronto at the 1950 Grey Cup? Well, here we go again. November's gonna do that. The muddy field conditions here, 57 years later, made for one of the ugliest and lowest scoring NFL games in history and, just like yesterday, ended in a shutout. The Pittsburgh Steelers won by one field goal. That's right, 3-0, final score. Oh, and that field goal came with 17 seconds left in the game. Oh, gosh. Could you imagine paying money to see that? Going in, the betting lines favored the Steelers by 14 points. The Dolphins were in a rebuilding stage. They were 0-11, winless in the season so far. So there was blood in the water, and the Steelers were expected to devour the fish. In sports parlance, you would have expected this game to be a laugher. But instead, it was a joke. As a punchline, this Monday Night Football game became known as the Muddy Night Football, which is actually quite clever. I wish I had thought of that. That's awesome. Seriously though, what happened? The day prior, Sunday, November 25th, a deep low pressure system moved out of the Gulf of Mexico and headed northeastward into the Ohio Valley. We've seen this before. The cold air that is sinking from the Arctic trying to bring winter in is still battling it out with the hot, humid air mass from the Gulf that taps that dense moisture feed. If you're ahead of or wrapped around behind the front, you're into snow and or freezing rain or ice pellets along the boundary. But if you are within the warm sector, then you get all rain. Pittsburgh on this night got the latter. This system over a three-day period unloaded huge amounts of rain from the Gulf Coast clear through the New England shores. The sharp infusion of the Gulf air mass created a convection that, along with powerful bursts of heavy rain in a short period of time, also developed thunderstorms. And that is what actually caused the delay to the start of the game. Let's dig into this and unpack a few things. First, Western Pennsylvania has long been known as a football hotbed. Football fans in the Pittsburgh area will watch it all. High school, college, and the pros. And Heinz Field is not only the home of the Steelers, but also where the college Pitt Panthers play. Plus, every year around Thanksgiving, Heinz Field hosts the high school championship games for level A through 4A. In 2007, these three levels of play all had their respective events that were played on the one field, and they all happened within a span of 11 days. Friday, November 23rd, four high school championships were played. Saturday, November 24th, Pitt hosted a college game. The Heinz Field surface took a beating with this game featuring players almost as big and physical as the pros. And as a result, most of the middle of the field was gouged and the grass was now in terrible shape. In all, there were seven football games being played at peak intensity on all the grass at Heinz Field, six of which happened before our one NFL Pittsburgh Steelers game versus the Miami Dolphins. Steelers management, fully aware of the guaranteed television audience that comes with being the only game on for this special Monday night tradition, ordered new sod to be placed over the old beat-up turf. Let's go back to yesterday again. I mentioned that in hindsight, Varsity Stadium in Toronto could have used a tarp to protect the field from heavy rain, but they did not. Well, Heinz Field did use a tarp, but it had holes in it, and it leaked. And because of the way the sod was placed, the field had little to no drainage. And that is why the Muddy Night Football game ended in a 3-0 victory for the Steelers. This day in weather history. tomorrow is November 27th, and we're sticking with football for one more day. You see, this month has been looking back at the most memorable weather effects on Canada's CFL Grey Cup Championship. We've had the Fog Bowl, the Mud Bowl, and tomorrow is the Ice Bowl. I'll tell you what happened tomorrow, right here, on This Day in Weather History, with me, your host, Chris May.